Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. Before we get started, we want to make a little disclaimer. Over the last couple months, we've been able to produce two episodes a week. And we originally wanted to do that because with new listeners that would listen to our podcast, we wanted them to have more than one episode to listen to if they liked it. Instead of just having to wait, we felt like they wouldn't stick with us if we only produced one a week. So we ended up producing two a week. Well, it has come the time where it is consuming a little too much time in our lives and our from week to week. So we are going to cut this back to one episode a week. We wish we didn't have to do that, but we both work full-time jobs. We got a toddler that is terrorizing the house, and sometimes it is just hard enough to keep it clean, along with all of the other duties that we have to do week to week outside of our jobs. So going forward, we are only going to produce one episode a week unless something changes down the road. If we gain a bunch of popularity or whatever, we might go back to two a week. We'd make it more of a priority. But right now, it's just our hobby. We just want to tell you guys what's up. So we are going to do one episode a week, and it will be published at 5 a.m. Monday, 5 a.m. Central Time, that is, Monday morning. So when you're getting back into the work week, get in the car, Parenting in Progress going to start your week out right.
That's right.
And give you some tips. So just wanted to get that out there. We are going to one day a week, and it will be at the start of that work week. It's going to be Monday morning. Okay. So if you are subscribed, if you're not, please do so. That way you know when these episodes get published, but it's going to be 5 a.m. Central Time Monday. All right. With that being said, let's get into it. This week's episode, we're going to be talking about vacations. You know, summer's kind of wrapping up. We thought it was a good time that we're going to talk about our vacations. Now, since we've had Carly, we've gone on two vacations. So this is going to be a part one of two. So this would be last year's vacation, which we went to Colorado. Colorado is, I'm not going to say it's super far. It's a decent drive. It's about where we went to, it was about 8 hours is how far we drove one way. Carly was about 6 months old when we went to Colorado. Okay. Like we said, we drove 8-ish hours. That was kind of scary with her.
Yeah. I was kind of nervous just having her be in the car that long and seeing how she was going to do.
Yeah. I think our biggest thing we were worried about was her being in the car seat that long. You know, you read all these things online and kids aren't supposed to be in there for more than 2 hours at a time max. And so we're like, oh, how do we break that up? Do we just punch it and get there really quick, or do we really spread it out and basically slow our way of getting there?
And that's when I came up to you and I was like, hey, what if we just wake up early and leave early? At that point in our lives, Carly would wake up about anywhere between 4:30 and 5:30 in the morning to eat. And I was like, why don't we just wait until she wakes up at that time? I feed her while I'm feeding her. You're packing the car. You're getting the other things around that we couldn't do the day before. And let's just leave then, because she typically goes back to sleep for another 3 hours or so. I'm like, well, that would get a good chunk done if we could do that and she just sleeps like she normally would.
Yeah, it almost got us halfway.
Yeah, it was perfect. We left her in her pajamas. I think I fed her, changed her, put her back in the car, and we just drove until we got to the main rest area that we go to. And
yeah, it's about the halfway point whenever we go to Colorado. So Jordan's, we've got family that lives out there. So we go out there quite a bit, at least once a year. So That's usually our most common stop that we'll have. It's right at that halfway point.
And when we got there, just being aware of the time that she spent in the car seat at that point, we got her out, we changed her, we fed her again. You got gas. I changed her into her day clothes instead of her pajamas. I think we all went into the gas station and kind of looked around. I mean, I know she's not walking at this point, but just to have a break from her car seat. I think they had a little play area with some animals that we took her through and let her look at and sit on and stuff like that. I think overall it was about an hour stop.
It was. It was at least an hour, and it was good for I think all three of us. We had not planned. I think our first visit we kind of had planned on the itinerary. It wasn't till like mid afternoon once we got into Colorado anyway. But once we got back on the road again, Jordan really wasn't the passenger princess anymore.
I mourn those days. Now I'm the backseat entertainer.
Yes. She had to entertain Carly quite a bit. So we brought a lot of toys, a whole bag full of toys we brought.
Yeah. So she had been awake for about an hour once we got back on the road. So at that point, her wake windows, I think, were maybe 2 to 3 hours. I can't remember exactly. But it's like, okay, I don't want her to fall back asleep right now driving on the road. Because at that point, you know, after being in the car for so long, you just get kind of tired and she'd fall asleep. So we wanted to make sure that she wasn't falling asleep too early. So that's when I really had to bring out all the tricks and all the toys to entertain her so she could stay awake for an okay amount of time. And then when we knew it was like, okay, well, she can kind of fall asleep whenever, we played some music and she fell asleep for 2 hours. And at that point, I went back up to the front to back to my passenger princess roles. And then when it was time to wake her up, I'd go back in the back again.
What was the thing that we bought that we put on the seat?
It was the baby Einstein. It's actually like a crib. It's not a mobile, but it has like fish swimming in the water. It has different music and lights. It's meant for a crib. But I had seen somewhere that they use that on a car trip. I told you about it, showed you, we bought it. Did we hook it up to, I feel like we hooked it up somewhere in our car where it hung.
We did. We hung it underneath of the headrest.
Okay. And that, she really liked that because we could push the button and the fish would move and the lights would go on and the sounds would go. It was just something for her to watch that wasn't TV or anything like that, but to kind of kill some of the time.
Yeah, we definitely limited the electronics pretty good throughout the whole trip, going out and coming back. I would say going out, she might have had 30 minutes-ish, 20 minutes of screen time. Like right as we were getting into Colorado, we were trying to have to pay attention to streets and directions and that sort of stuff. And so we did. I remember you did use your phone just a little bit.
I think we used your iPad.
Okay.
I think you downloaded some videos on your iPad.
Yeah, I got some Miss Rachel downloaded on there. Still do. But it was about the last 30 minutes. Once we were getting into the city and had to pay a little more attention, we just didn't want her screaming because we were both trying to pay attention to where we were going.
I feel like the trip out there, it went really smooth. She did really well. It was smooth, easy. Yeah, we had a little bit longer stops than we had anticipated, but not necessarily anticipated. We knew we were going to have stops, but longer stops than we normally would if it was just you and I.
Yeah, and I think that, I think it was the right amount of time. But also, on any vacation, going out's always a lot faster than coming back.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel like that amount of where we went to in Colorado was, I really wouldn't want to go too far after that in one day with her. I would have rather gone, you know, and broke it up in sections if we had to go a further distance.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm trying to think, there probably maybe was a couple things along the way we could have maybe stopped at, but really there was not a whole lot. It's pretty few and far between the road that we take, but that would be something if you guys are going on vacation with your little one that, hey, there's just this little attraction deal right off the road, not too far. We can just hit it, stretch our legs, look around, kind of get ready for that second nap, hopefully. Stick them in the car and take off again.
Well, even when I went with my sister and her kids, it was before we had Carly. We went to that same gas station. We got lunch somewhere, brought it back. They had picnic tables. They had a little playground. We let her kids get out and play and move their legs. So yeah, just regroup for another leg of the trip.
So once we got there, we actually, we went to an attraction piece. I'm trying to remember, was she sleeping when we got there? Because, well, when we first got there, we ate. We found a spot we wanted to eat at. We ate. She really didn't have too much food. So you ended up, I think, nursing her in the car before we went in, I believe.
I think you're right.
So that is actually, that's really easy looking back on it. Before, it's just kind of a pain in the butt. But now you got to figure out food and what can they eat and all that sort of stuff. So we didn't have to worry about that too much the whole trip. We went and we ate, and then we went into the mountains and went to this attraction. I can't remember if she was sleeping when we were doing that.
No, because she was awake because you wore your carrier.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. So we got the carrier out because depending on what you're doing and where you're going and stuff like that, this was more of a confined space walk around type deal. So it wasn't stroller friendly, so we couldn't use that. We didn't really want a hip carrier. Because I don't think we had the hip carrier yet. We hadn't really carried her a whole lot at that point other than just carrying her around ourselves. So that was a spot where we did use the chest carrier on that just because it was not a place for strollers. You couldn't get them in and out of there. So we'd kind of be thinking about some of those activities you're doing and what you can use. Now, we kind of probably skipped over this, but the stuff that we packed, you kind of got to pack different as well. And for the most part, we don't have a ginormous car. It's just a Hyundai crossover. It was pretty packed. It wasn't full to the top, but it was pretty packed. And Jordan and I, we usually have a couple suitcases and that's about it. Maybe a book bag for each of us. That was it. But this car was pretty full.
And I'm an overpacker in general. So then when I bring on a first big trip with my child, I'm like, every single thing that she might possibly need, we packed it. And looking back, there's things that we could have went without, and that's fine. But I always like to be more prepared.
Yeah, and I think we're also, the reason that we get overpacking sometimes is you have a lot of room. So you're like, oh, we'll throw that in there. If we don't use it, we don't use it. Not a big deal. We'll just throw it in the car. So now the worst part of that is when you're going out there and you want to bring some souvenirs or stuff back, sometimes we struggle with having enough room a little bit. But anyway, after that first day, we did stay at a hotel room. We didn't Airbnb or anything like that. We had a single bed hotel room. I think it was a king size bed hotel room. And we brought Carly's pack and play from our house. We packed it up and put her in a car and sent it out there. And that's what she ended up sleeping in, was her pack and play. We tried to bring our baby monitor. I don't really know why. It wasn't that big of a deal, but we did try to bring that. It wasn't a setting for it just because you're sleeping with her anyway. I think we kind of just wanted to test it out more than anything because we had never took it on the road, and we had a flex stand is what they call it on the Nanit. So allows us to be a little more mobile with it and put it different spots.
And also, we hadn't moved her over to her own room yet at this point. Our goal was after this vacation last year, she was right about that 6 month point, almost to where I was going back to work. After that trip, we were going to start transitioning her to her own crib. So her pack and play was the bed that she was used to. So that was one thing we didn't have to really worry about. I mean, yes, she's in a different room in a different setting, but it's the same bed, same sound machine, because we did bring that.
Yes, and I guess the nice part is Carly's always been a good sleeper. So at that point, she was sleeping the majority of the night. I mean, 6+ hours pretty easily is what she was sleeping at that point. I know not a lot of kids do that, and I'm sorry, but Carly has been a really easy sleeper. And so we went to sleep. Now, just a little bit more on some sites. We had visited a bunch of different sites, okay? We stayed around the Colorado Springs area. We went to the cliff dwellings. We went to Cave of the Winds. We even drove all the way over to the Royal Gorge and saw that. And we took our little stroller across the bridge. FYI, if you don't have very big wheels, you might not want to do that, because our stroller didn't have the smallest and didn't have the biggest wheels, but that poor girl was going for a ride. And Jordan really didn't want to take her out and carry her at all. And we tried to keep her in a stroller for the most part to try to get her used to that at the same time.
We went to Garden of the Gods as well and to Manitou Springs.
Yep. And it was funny. The one thing I remember, probably one of our biggest struggles, is, you know, first family vacation, right? With a baby, your pictures probably aren't going to turn out that good because they don't look at the camera. I remember at Garden of the God, which that was kind of our part, but the sun was, we were kind of staring into the sun with them in the background, and yeah, Carly was not doing that. So those pictures didn't really turn out very well. Took a picture at the Royal Gorge. I don't remember if it was a sun thing or if it was just wind, but she was really not having much to do with that. I think we got a couple good ones with Jordan and Carly. Actually, they had a carousel there at the Royal Gorge, and we did ride that once or twice. She kind of liked that piece of it. But you know, at that point, 6 months, she didn't really care what we did, as long as she was fed and halfway entertained. That was the biggest part. And so I felt like we were very free with kind of how we wanted to do stuff, just as long as we timed it around those feedings, which was usually right once we get there or once we leave a certain area, or even, you know, if we go eat. The bad part about the six-month-old was you don't get a nightlife, especially if it's just you and them. You don't get a nightlife because kind of after supper, well, actually, it was around supper, so they're an hour later time zone than we are. So we'd go out to eat at 7. It'd be normally 8 o'clock our time. She's ready for bed. And that, I wouldn't say necessarily caught us off guard. We just didn't know how she was going to react to that. And so she kind of was a mess usually during supper. She'd have some fussy fits until you got her down. And once she slept, she slept.
Well, and it was, I remember the first meal we went out there and she got kind of fussy about halfway through the meal. Couldn't figure out why. It's like, okay, like I know we're trying to finish our meal and then we can go do whatever. And then it was the second night it happened again. And I think we realized, like, oh my gosh, it's an hour, like our time is off by an hour. And so she is starting to get a little tired, not like ready for bed, but just getting kind of fussy and restless. And that's something that I don't even know if we figured it out before we left, that it's, we needed to eat a little bit earlier. So, cause we can adjust to the new time, but she didn't adjust, not in a bad way, but she was just tired and it was always hitting at our supper time. And of course you're in public and there's all these people that don't want to listen to a crying baby while they're eating their supper. So we're trying to soothe her and do all the things, but still trying to enjoy the meal ourselves too.
Yeah. And then once, you know, obviously you wrapped up eating and back to the hotel you went, and maybe there was something on TV that you could watch, or trying to think what we did, you know, after.
That's really it. There was a few stores that we talked about going to. I think we got ice cream one night real quick before we came back to the hotel. But that's one thing that I feel like we would look into for the future, is things that are close by within a walking distance of where we're staying. Because yes, it's harder when it was just us two. Now, if we had my sister or my brother, or your parents or my parents, it would have been a little bit easier that someone could stay and watch the kid while it's sleeping. We could go out and do anything and just kind of rotate. But if there was something that we really wanted to do, like you could have stayed with her in the hotel room and I could have walked to this other place or vice versa. So that's just a little tidbit of look to see what's around you, because you don't, otherwise you're just stuck either watching TV. And I mean, we couldn't go to the hot tub at the pool with us because someone had to stay there with her.
Yeah. So that was one drawback. But you know, by then, usually, especially like usually me on vacation, you're kind of tired once dark kind of hits for the most part anyway. So you're looking to wind down and just chill. And either you've walked a boatload that day, or you've driven a long ways that day, or flew, or wherever you're going. At least for us, I think we were shot anyway.
Yeah, or if we had to get up early the next morning or something like that, we just kind of relaxed a little bit.
So back to one of the visited sites, one thing that we didn't know. So we wanted to go to Pikes Peak. Neither of us has ever been to Pikes Peak. As many times as we've been to Colorado, we've never been to Pikes Peak. And we were like, hey, now is a good time. Let's just go to Pikes Peak. We've never been there. And so we were looking up, I think you were looking up the train ride up to Pikes Peak and saying, hey, like, do we take this? Do we just drive? You know, what's the tickets cost and all this stuff? Well, you were doing some investigating on that. And all of a sudden you seen, well, underneath 6 months, it was not recommended, is what they said on their site. Is kids under 6 months is not recommended for this ride. And we're like, okay, well, is that because they can't fit in the seat? Like, what is the deal with that? And I think you asked me that. I'm like, well, you know, Pikes Peak is pretty tall. Can they go up to Pikes Peak? And so I Googled it quick. And we quickly found out that no, kids under 6 months, it is not recommended. It's not that you can't go, because I know people that do, but it is not recommended that you do go due to the oxygen is so thin, they could start suffocating without knowing it, basically, and not get enough oxygen. And to go a little further into this story, we were in Manitou Springs. We were in a t-shirt shop of some sort. Jordan was trying to get her a Colorado t-shirt. She likes getting a t-shirt everywhere we go. And so she was looking one for Carly and one for her. And the lady that was checking us out, we were telling her about the Pikes Peak deal. Well, apparently her boyfriend works on Pikes Peak as like an EMT type person up there. And she said, yeah, he likes his job, but yet a lot of people get mad because his job on top of Pikes Peak is to wake babies to make sure that everything is okay with them, because sometimes they're sleeping. Well, are they sleeping for a not good reason, or are they just actually taking a nap? So his job is to make sure that all the little kids up there that could have issues are awake and everything is safe. And so she's like, yeah, I'm glad that you didn't do that, because there can be some real issues there. And that was something that we had never thought about, just never even crossed our mind.
Well, and I am a little bit more cautious on things anyway. So if something says, oh, it's not recommended, I'm like, okay, like, you don't have to tell me twice. I don't want to risk anything. But she was probably 2 to 3 weeks away from being 6 months. I mean, I'm sure she probably would have been fine. But I'm not the expert. And when they say it's not recommended, and when this lady says, yes, her boyfriend does this job, I'm like, okay, I'm glad that we listened to it. Were we bummed? Yeah, we were bummed, because we wanted to go up in there and see that. And we thought the train ride up there would be kind of fun. But we both told each other, like, we go to Colorado a lot. I'm like, we have lots of years left of life that we can go up there and we can go back to Colorado Springs with older kids and go to Pikes Peak and it will be fine. So that was one thing that we couldn't do. Other than that, we really did whatever you and I wanted to do, Corey. I mean, we were a little bit more cautious of things that would involve Carly having to be in a car seat or having to drive however far. Just, we didn't want her to have to sit in the car all the time, because at that stage, she just wants to get down and she wants to lay and have her own little time to wiggle and play with some toys on the floor. So we did everything we wanted. We did go to Cave of the Winds, and I looked up to see if they were baby friendly or whatever. And they had said yes, but they have to be in a carrier. So I'm glad that we had those. I had one and you actually had a different one. And we both took turns using them throughout the trip. And Carly fell asleep in the Cave of the Winds, and then she woke up. But I was afraid she was going to freak out waking up and be like, where in the world am I at?
You should have seen her eyes when she did wake up. She's like, what in the world is this? And I think it was the point where the cave wasn't like completely dark, but it has some lights. And, you know, it's just, I couldn't imagine what was going through her mind, being like, what is this place? Because it kind of looks a little scary if you went to sleep and everything was light. And I think she went to sleep in like the eating area before you went in, and yeah, wake up in the about three quarters of the way through the tour. And it's like, where am I at?
She didn't cry. I mean, she did really good, and she was fine the rest of the time that she was awake. But those carriers were nice, finding one that you like and your kid likes, because there were some times that she fell asleep in it, took some naps in that along the way, and just didn't have to have a stroller or anything like that.
And honestly, she generally doesn't like facing backwards. She doesn't like facing you in those carriers a whole lot. She usually likes facing out because she likes to see things. She likes to see people coming. She likes to look out instead of, you know, she's not a shy girl. She's a very outgoing, I want to see the world and take it in as it is. I mean, naps were really relatively easy, though. The one time she did miss a nap, it was in the middle of the afternoon. We had went to some outlet malls in between, I think, Denver and Colorado. And she missed one there in the afternoon. We tried and tried. And, you know, I was pushing around in a stroller because usually the stroller would do the trick for the most part. She'd get to going and all of a sudden she'd be out. And it's like, all right, sweet. Now we can do what we want. But she was not having it. And she wasn't really fussy hardly at all. We were still the first time parents and like, oh my gosh, she needs a nap. She needs a nap. She needs a nap. And she finally took it in the car. Once we got done there, we got her in the car. We had at least about another hour drive. She did sleep for that. So if you got to change your nap schedule a little bit, it's vacation. You can be flexible. Even if you're on a really strict routine, you can be flexible with that. We've had to do that on both of our vacations.
And her naps, they weren't really difficult. You know, if she fell asleep in the car on the way to something else, or if she fell asleep in the stroller, fell asleep in the carrier, anything was pretty easy then. And she took multiple naps a day. So if it was off a little bit, it's like, okay, I know that you'll sleep better at your next one. It's not the end of the world.
Yep. And far as the ride back, we had left later in the day. We couldn't leave early like we did going out. We had to leave probably mid-afternoon is when we started heading back home. And so Jordan didn't like the ride back near as much as going out.
It was more entertaining that I needed to do because she had already napped one nap that day, I think. And we also knew we were going to get back around time for her bedtime. It's like, well, shoot, I don't want her to sleep the entire trip back or a good chunk of it, because as soon as we get back, I feel bad for the poor old girl. We get back, get out, and then it's about time to go to bed. So I think she ended up going to bed later than she normally would. I think we let her lay and play and do some things when we got back, just so she could move a little bit. But that trip back required more entertaining on my part. And I think the last hour I was like, oh my gosh, pull over and let me drive and you get back here. I can get us home. We're out of the city. Please just let me have a break and drive.
Needless to say, I wasn't going to let that happen. You never take a captain away from his spot. You know, I got my hands on the wheel. We're going to get home.
Yeah. So I had to get pretty creative. I think there was a lot of weird songs sung and toys and books read and all sorts of things, but she did really well. I mean, that little part was just more of an inconvenience on my part that I didn't get to just sit back and relax on the way back. But
oh, driving, you don't necessarily relax.
Okay. Next trip, you're going to be in the back and entertaining. I will drive happily and listen to the music and just check out.
I'll just pull the shortcut and I'll pull out Miss Rachel. And
no, I don't get to do that. You don't get to do that either. She did really good. We had a good time. I don't feel like it was really stressful or anything like that. And don't get me wrong, I was kind of nervous and anxious about this trip anyway, just because we hadn't ever done it before. You know, we have a new baby. We're still trying to figure things out. But just take the trip. Like, we actually weren't going to go anywhere that summer. We were going, I think we went to little day trips here and there. But I finally was like, you know what? Like, let's try it. It'll be fine. And so just take that trip and bring your baby along with you. Like there's going to be, things are going to be different. Packing's different. Activities might be different, but like you're still making memories with your family and getting out and going and doing something. So that's my advice to you is just take the trip. It'll be worth it.
Absolutely. Well, after all of that, that is going to conclude our Colorado trip episode. The next episode will be a Florida trip, which is the one that we took this year. So we'll be all caught up on it. Like Jordan said, definitely don't be afraid. And just to reiterate the first part of this, we are only one episode a week, dropping early Monday morning. So with that being said, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard and you're listening to us on YouTube, please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.